question. For the Apple Gaia in San Mahabodhi Temple, you know how you showed the statue there? I mean, it seems like the Bodhi tree is more important. Is it just, it's just a, you know, figure to have the statue there? It's not, there's no historical importance.
To having the Buddha image itself, you mean?
Yes.
I think, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just, you know, different practices of devotion develop over periods of time. And certainly the Bodhi tree, you know, has a huge significance because of its direct historical link to, you know, even though it's not the original, it's, you know, related to the Buddha and it's, you know, mentioned in the suttas. And then, you know, over time, the appearance of Buddha images became more of a, you know, reminder for devotion. Because in the time of the Buddha, you know, there actually, as far as I understand, there weren't, he didn't really encourage a lot of images of himself at that time.
Well, not a lot, meaning
none.
And then probably the first Buddha images started to appear about 300-400 years after the Buddha passed away, and at the very ancient pilgrimage sites, then the images that they used were symbolic, so that the a symbol of a tree would be depicting the Buddha's enlightenment, a symbol of an empty horse, like a riderless horse, would be the symbol of the Buddha's renunciation. The Dhammacakka would be the symbol of the teaching. What are some of the other ones?
The deer
would be the symbol of the first teaching that the Buddha gave. You have two deer there, and that would be a symbol of the Buddha's first teaching. Buddha's footprints were used as a reminder, so that using a depiction of the actual body or image of the Buddha itself wasn't at all encouraged by the Buddha or early Buddhas, because the emphasis was on the, say, Dhamma Vinaya, the teaching and the training. And the first Buddha images, Afghanistan. That's where the first Buddha images were created, because that was the expansion of the Indian Empire west, and then the expansion of the Greek empires east. So then that the meeting point was in Afghanistan. And there were many ancient temples in Afghanistan, that whole western region, and up the Silk Route north from there.
And it's interesting that when you look at the images from that time, the Gandhara
images.
Very Western looking, very like Greek gods.
Well, they were. They were modeled after Apollo.
Yeah.
Who I think is the god of wisdom.
The first few sculptors didn't know how to do they didn't know what was going underneath the robes, so they didn't know how to do the legs. They're really awkward looking. They're very beautiful from
the
belly up.
That's funny, yeah. What's he have under those robes?
Legs crossed.